Right now, 4th of February 2021, World Cancer Day. And here's a remarkable story of a woman who turned to BBC Radio Solent when she found herself having to find tens of thousands of pounds to fund her own treatment for a rare eye cancer. And there was a Dorset woman listening to BBC Radio Solent on that day and who was moved to help. Well, we can talk to both of those people now, Carol Player and Caroline Dickens, both of whom join me via Zoom. Hello, both.
Good morning.
Good to have you there. Carol, can we start with you? So for people who didn't hear your story on BBC Radio Solent before Christmas, talk to me a little bit about this eye cancer that you have.
Yeah, I was diagnosed in 2015 with a rare eye cancer called ocular melanoma. I was told that my eye had to be removed the next day, which was shocking. You know, I went 5 years on with being cancer free, and it had travelled into my liver. So I had to have a liver resection, and 3 months later, there was still some cells that were travelling, and it had gone back into my liver, but they were unable to operate. So I'm on a treatment now called Delcath Melphalan, the only treatment that will save my life, which was taken off through COVID. And my only hope was to fund it myself at £40,000 per treatment. And there was no way I could raise that kind of money. I'm just a normal working girl. And my son, Adam Player, said, "Mom, we will get you there. We need to save your life. I will set up a GoFundMe." And I really was upset because I've never asked for anything off anybody in my life. Yeah. I've worked all my life. So you know, Adam Player set up the GoFundMe in order to save my life.
Well, you know, a remarkable thing for your son to do, and then a remarkable thing for Caroline listening to that story before Christmas to say, well, you know, maybe I can help out. Caroline, what was it about Carol's story that moved you to get in touch?
I had been through, well, nothing similar to Carol, but a diagnosis of a brain tumour a couple of years ago. And again, I was very well supported by the NHS. They can't actually remove it, and it's benign. So I feel very lucky. But I was listening to Carol's story, and it resonated with me. And I thought how lucky I was because I was treated. By the time I got home listening to Radio Solent that night, I was in tears and thought, I think I can do something to help. I want to help because I know if I was in that position, I would need help.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, credit to you. This is just me saying that. Carol, I wonder how it feels for you. You're saying that you've never really put yourself in a place of asking for help before and then do an appeal on your local radio station. And for someone like Caroline to be listening and to think, I can do something to help, that must be staggering.
Yeah, I was overwhelmed. I mean, Caroline was a total stranger, and she spoke to me on the phone and asked if she could help. And she said, I want to turn that negative C for cancer and COVID into a positive C for Christmas and Christmas puddings and Carol. And I was just absolutely astounded at the fact that she thought up such a positive outlook on it and turned the whole story around.
Wow. So where are you at now then, having hopefully gone through that positive sea of Christmas and, you know, let's be honest, Carol's at Christmas as well. You say £40,000 per treatment with this. I've written it down.
Yes.
Delcath Melphalan. I hope I've got that somewhere near right. What stage of treatment are you at with it?
Well, on my first treatment, I had to cash in all my pensions at the age of 57. I'm 58 now. I cashed in all my pensions and it funded the first treatment. On the first treatment, it actually, three of the tumours disappeared, which was really unheard of. And also the other four tumours had significantly shrunk. So, you know, in terms of how the treatment worked, it was incredible. I've also had my second treatment, which was funded by part of the GoFundMe, and that in turn has also reduced the tumours, where a lot of the disease has started to go. But I've still got a journey. I still need two more treatments to finish the course, in order to save my life.
Yeah,
and it's people like Caroline, and also I would like to mention Novum Law, Mary Smith, who has actually really supported me. And without this kind of support from them and the general public, I don't know where I'd be.
Well, it's incredible. £70,000 on the GoFundMe page at the moment. You can find Carol's story if you search Finding Mum's Cancer Treatment on the GoFundMe page. I just wonder, Caroline, finally, you know, in normal times, you could correspond with Carol and you could maybe go and see her. You could have a cup of coffee together, share stories of your experiences with that negative sea of cancer. Presumably in amongst all this COVID stuff, you're still, if you correspond at all, having to do it like we are now via these Zoom chats.
Yes, I mean, it has been a journey. I mean, I'm still getting my head around the Zoom. But as a sort of local business, it was more... COVID has been very positive in lots of ways, the restrictions. We've kept our business open. We have a small business just north of Shaftesbury called Compton McRae in a place called Semley. And Compton McRae has kept open and is supporting the community. But for me, it was incredibly emotional to actually go to the community and say, we need help for Carol. And they stepped up. And we had anonymous donations. We had it provided a you know, a community that sort of said, okay, we can help. And I just want to thank all my customers who actually helped make it happen. I mean, I sound like the hero. It was just my idea, and then everybody else stepped up. So.
Well, everyone else is a hero. I'm sure Carol would describe you as a hero as well.
Absolutely.
Look, we'll stay in touch. This is a remarkable thing. Carol, we'll follow your journey if we may. And good luck with the continued fundraising. And Caroline, thank you for listening. And thank you for responding to Carol's plea on air with us.
Well, thank you for having us on this morning, Steve.
And thank you, Steve. Thank you very much, Caroline, as well.
Great to have you both. Lovely to see you both this morning as well. Carol Player there, who's raising funds for her own cancer treatment, and Caroline Dickens from Compton McRae Deli, north of Shaftesbury, who heard Carol's story on BBC Radio Solent before Christmas.